President Biden urged world leaders to meet the challenge of global warming, saying there's no more time to hang back or argue amongst ourselves about the peril facing the planet.
Moscow must be the kickoff of a decade of ambition and innovation to preserve our shared future. Climate change is already ravaging the world. We've heard from many speakers. It's not hypothetical. It's not a hypothetical threat. It's destroying people's lives and livelihoods.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson opened the COP26 summit, saying the world is strapped to a doomsday device. He likened the peril to the warming earth to that of fictional secret agent James Bond, strapped to a bomb that will destroy the planet and trying to work out how to defuse it. The summit is aimed at getting agreements to curb carbon emissions fast enough to keep global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The planet has already warmed 1.2 degrees above pre-industrial times.
2 degrees more, and we jeopardize the food supply for hundreds of millions of people as crops wither, locusts swarm. 3 degrees, and you can add more wildfires and cyclones, twice as many, 5 times as many droughts, and 36 times as many heat waves. 4 degrees, and we say goodbye to whole cities. Miami, Alexandria, Shanghai, all lost beneath the waves. And the longer we fail to act, the worse it gets.
Germany's outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel urged other countries to put a price on carbon emissions. The Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said his government plans to increase its climate financing by 50% by 2025 as a contribution to the unrealized pledge made by rich economies to pay developing nations to help them fight and adapt to climate change. The president of the Maldives, Ibrahim Solih, said his nation of 200 small inhabited islands could disappear under the sea. He said this past month he traveled between 6 of those islands. All are experiencing severe erosion.
Our islands are slowly being inundated by the sea one by one. If we do not reverse this trend, the Maldives will cease to exist by the end of this century. If the rise in temperature remains unchecked at 1.5 and jumps to 2 degrees, that is the death sentence to the Maldives.
The Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Mottley, criticized rich nations for not making good on their promises for $100 billion in yearly climate financing to poor nations.
Climate finance to frontline small island developing states declined by 25% in 2019. Failure to provide the critical finance and that of loss and damage is measured, my friends, in lives and livelihoods in our communities. This is immoral and it is unjust.
Several young climate justice activists addressed the conference, including Brianna Fruan, who grew up on the Pacific island of Samoa.
If you're looking for inspiration on this, look no further than the climate leadership of young Pacific people. We are not just victims to this crisis. We have been resilient beacons of hope. Pacific youth have rallied behind the cry, "We are not drowning, we are fighting." This is our warrior cry to the world. We are not drowning. We are fighting.
Amazon climate justice activist Chai Soroi said the earth is speaking and she tells us we have no more time to act.
While you are closing your eyes to reality, the land defender, Ariud Wewawau, my friend since I was a kid, was murdered for protecting the forest. Indigenous peoples are in the front line of the climate emergence, and we must be at the center of the decisions happening here. We have ideas to postpone the end of the world.
Meantime, more than 700 organizations from nearly 100 nations have signed a letter to global leaders demanding that, quote, you put forward real plans to bring emissions and fossil fuel production down to real zero. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA Pacifica Radio.